Brothers and sisters in Christ, a happy feast of the visitation to all of you. And we can see from our Lord how inspired we should be and rejoicing we should be as these two pregnant women meet. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. And so we give thanks to the Lord. We acclaim his name as his psalm tells us. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement, for what he's doing. Today is to be a day of great rejoicing. The prophet Zephaniah says, "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel." And so this is the attitude that we should have on this feast day, filled with great exaltation that God has come to visit us and fulfills his commands. Certainly Mary, the Blessed Mother, and Elizabeth were both women of deep faith. And as they went to pray day after day, they believed in God. They didn't always see it. But here today, as they come together, after to the surprise of both of them, they see their faith fulfilled in their joy with one another, in the exaltation in their hearts. It says they have the greatest amount of rejoicing because they're filled with the Holy Spirit. Both Elizabeth and the Blessed Mother are filled with the Holy Spirit. St. Luke notes that for us, filled with the Holy Spirit. So we know that their exaltation is at a maximum. And it should be inside of us too, when we see their faith bearing fruit to the maximum, the greatest fruit possible. St. John the Baptist and our Blessed Lord himself in Mary's womb. And it says that their party goes on for a little bit. It says Mary stayed there for 3 months. Wow. The excitement in their hearts. And so this should be our attitude as we think about our faith. Think about all that God has in store for us. Think about what he's calling us to do when he tells us to be faithful. This should give us the greatest confidence when we see these two women, these two faithful women, rejoicing. It should give us every confidence to remain faithful, to persevere, because God does fulfill his promises. When we have that excitement in our hearts, we are being faithful. We are rejoicing. And we can always keep it, this rejoicing in our hearts by praying the Hail Mary. This is part of the Hail Mary is right here in this gospel for us today, and as part of this feast day. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Let's say that prayer as often as we can, because Jesus is truly with us. He comes to us at this Holy Mass in the Holy Eucharist. Let's rejoice when we have him next to our hearts as the Blessed Mother and Saint Elizabeth did today.